What about that girl we saw you talking to in the rags from last week? He asked hopefully. He didn't have to say which girl. I knew. Zipporah, better known as Zip. Zip didn't have a last name. She'd changed it from Singh about a year ago upon learning of her father's misdeeds. So now she was just known as Zip. Though I knew that her middle name was Nancy, not that she liked it. I'd seen her last week while out, and the media had an apoplectic fit. See, Nash Christofferson didn't have anybody in his personal life. Sure, he had parents and siblings, but he didn't have a girlfriend. And even I had to admit, when I was around Zip, I sometimes forgot myself. I forgot that I had to remain cool and controlled as to not draw the attention of anyone who might know me. And in the South, that was more possible than not. People in the South took their NASCAR seriously. You're not bringing her into this, I grumbled, thinking back to that day when the media had descended on us both. She'd been in skin-tight shorts and a billowy t-shirt. I'd been in dirty clothes after a wreck during a few practice laps in my new car with a fresh concussion, not quite thinking right after all that had gone down with Val. She'd come straight from practice at the circus.
When we arrived back at the apartment, he flashed his fancy key card, that apparently he could keep up with when I couldn't, and pulled into the garage. He expertly backed into his usual spot and shut the engine off. It was so damn quiet in there that I could do nothing less than bail out of the truck because I didn't do awkward silences, especially with someone that I was fairly sure couldn't stand me. I rounded the truck and could hear the squish-squish of my feet in my boots. "I'll be right back with a towel," I said as I darted for the door.
"Don't bother,"
he said.
"Get a shower and get warm. I'll get the towel out of the back and..."
I changed directions, going to the back of the truck to try to peer over the side. He came up beside me and easily pulled his gym bag out of the back. "That's soaked," I pointed out.
"It's waterproof,"
he corrected me.
"And still has a dry towel in it."
He pulled out said towel and I snatched it from his hands. I then nearly groaned because the towel smelled like him. All yummy and not mine. I tossed him a glare over my shoulder, which had him sighing. He waited until I'd cleaned it to the best of my ability before taking it and saying,
"It'll still smell musty in here, but it'll work."
I mentally went through a list of people I knew who might know a car detailer and thought to ask Crimson to ask Winston. "Thanks for the ride, Nash," I said as I walked away. "I wish I could say that it was great, but I've had better rides before."